PCS General Secretary election, Marion Lloyd, standing for action on members' pay, jobs, pensions and more. Catherine Williams, Vice President PCS DWP Group, personal capacity, Marion Lloyd is on the ballot paper for the PCS General Secretary election, having won 39 nominations from all parts of the union. The election starts the 7th of November, when ballot papers will be posted out to members. It closes at noon the 12th of December. Marion is a member of the Socialist Party, is the elected president of the BIS Group and a member of the PCS National Executive Committee. She has been a PCS member all her working life, and has been employed in a range of government departments big and small. Marion says, "I'm delighted with the response from branches, activists, and members. I'm looking forward to taking my program to PCS members and the ballot. I'm standing on the basis of action, not words, addressing key issues such as more resources to support members and branches locally, including finance, quick access to legal advice, improved membership services and support for personal casework, lay control over all aspects of the union and decision-making, including the election of all senior full-time officers. A pay strategy for 2020 which puts us in the best position to secure a statutory ballot, and action to win on pay, and other crucial issues such as jobs, pensions, and office closures. No material gain for me, as I will stay on my current wage, and give back the rest to the union. An equality agenda which starts in the workplace and union branches and builds from there. A general election now, to get rid of the Tories. Support for a Corbyn-led government on an anti-austerity agenda, but retaining the right, as a politically independent union, to support candidates who support us. After a decade of defensive struggle, it's time to go on the offensive. We need a leadership which will listen, encourage debate and then give a lead. A leadership which gives members the confidence to fight on the issues that matter to them. A leadership which will actively coordinate across the union our fight on pay, jobs, pensions, compensation scheme and office closures. I led a successful campaign to stop the closure of my own office, BIS Sheffield. I feel the tremendous support for my candidature reflects a recognition of my record. But also I sense there is a mood for change, and for a fresh approach. I'm the candidate who best meets this need. These results show Marion Lloyd is the best placed candidate to contest Mark Zuotka. There is very little time for PCS branches to get ready for the next critical stage of this important election. Ballot papers go out to members on the 7th of November. Full branch nominations, Marion Lloyd. 39 branches. Bev Laidlaw. 17 branches. Mark Zuotka. 62 branches. If you can help or want more information, contact Marion for Gen Secretary at gmail.com. Facebook, Marion Lloyd for PCS General Secretary, and Twitter at MARION4GS.